It is that time of the week. We go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Welcome in our friend Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, host of Talking with TD. TD been all over the place this week. Titans practice, educating people on Twitter spaces, doing all kinds of stuff. Oh, TD, good morning. How are we doing?
Hey, good morning. How's it going?
Pretty good, man. Appreciate you taking time to be with us. So, TD, on the Titans front, looking ahead to tomorrow against San Francisco, what are one or two things that you're really looking for in preseason game number one that you'll have your eye on?
Yeah, my eye is going to be on just who comes alive. You know, you got the lights on. It's prime time. Who comes alive and elevates their game? I think someone like a James Williams, Jalen Harrell, those are guys that I think are really come alive. Bryce Oliver, you know, David Martin Robinson. I want to see some of these guys that have shown us things and spurts and see if that could consistently come to life on Saturday, man. I'll be looking for that.
Those are some interesting names. Martin Robinson, definitely at times you're like, oh, okay, you notice him. How much have you noticed? And James Williams is very intriguing to me. I've noticed Harrell getting good reps. You've paid much closer attention than I have, TD. How much has he stood out to you? Because obviously Brian Callahan yesterday heaped a lot of praise on him.
Yeah, I mean, early in camp, he had a forced fumble. But the one that really stood out to me was a couple of days ago where he was dipping his shoulder and turning that corner against Leroy Watson. He did it twice, and he got home. And, you know, Brian Callahan just – he was like, man, get this group out of here. And then they switched to the first team group. I got out on the field, and, you know, obviously the first-team defense came out too. So he stood out, man. He's just a guy that he's a pass rusher, and he's a pretty good one. And he came in ready to do that. I've been impressed with him just for that.
TD, what have you seen out of Petit Frere to this point? And do you think that Brian Callahan and the Titans should consider, specifically on the right side of the offensive line, maybe giving those guys a little bit more of a run in the preseason game tomorrow than you would with, let's say, a Latham or a Cushenberry or somebody like that?
Yeah, I personally feel that they absolutely need to give Petit Frere and Dylan Radins extended time. You want to get them, you know, more work. You want to get a better set of eyes on them in game situations where you could actually truly finish a block and play with the degree of physicality to the fullest that's required. So I agree with that. As far as what I've seen from Petit Frere, what I've seen more has just been from a personal perspective. You know, he seems a lot more relaxed and comfortable, and I think that's a really good thing. And a lot of us, you know, had mentioned how it was almost like the Nicholas Petit Frere that we saw after he got drafted, right? And because he was a different person over the last couple of years, and I understand he went through stuff.
Yeah, and, I mean, look, Landry's given him work over and over again. I mean, I think that's great that they're matching those guys up. That's a tough look for him. He's certainly lost some to Harold Landry, who's we know is a proven pass rusher in this league, but I feel like he's won some reps too. I think he's been – fine. I do want to go the other side of the line, TD. I mean, are you noticing any issues with the conditioning of Peter Skoronski?
No, man. you guys only give me so much time on here, so that's not wasted on that.
Fair enough. So there's not a Kit Kat shortage in Nashville.
I don't guess so. It's good to know. Good to know on that front. TD, you know, every time we bring this up, we get text on the text line of like, oh, who cares, or haven't we seen enough at this point? But I am genuinely curious because I talked about this earlier this week. I am legitimately interested to watch Malik Willis play football tomorrow and to see how much he's improved in a game setting. Do you share that, or have you moved past the Malik Willis intrigue at this point?
Yeah, no, because there's a lot of ability there. His arm strength and his ability to, like, use different angles and stuff. It's intriguing, and he's had a good camp. He had a tough day yesterday, but overall he's had a pretty solid camp, and he finally looks another guy that looks comfortable. He's finally looking like he's more comfortable in the offense, and you know, he's seeing it better and letting it go, as opposed to before where it was a lot of times it was late and then he would use his arm strength to try to force it in there.
Yeah, no, I'm very interested to watch him play. Some other things that I'm interested to see, like, you know, Murray Gibbons in a game, however much, yeah. You know, I don't think they're going to be out there a lot. But the corners and the receivers, TD, and I guess it's, I mean, some of the clarity is probably more at the back end of both rooms, but at this point, do you believe there'll be a sixth receiver, and if so, who would your choice be? And then on the other side, too, at corner, I mean, to me, it's like, obviously, I really like what we've seen from Brownlee. You know, I think Trey Avery is pretty solid at this point, and then Judy Lally has stood out. Would that be your back end of that room?
Yeah, you know, Judy Lally, he resurfaced. He had a pick yesterday. Darn good one, too. So you're right about him. Avery, look, man, Trey Avery is getting a lot of work. He is getting a lot of work, and I think he's earned a spot. Brownlee, of course, and don't leave out Farley. There's a shot. Like, he had a solid couple of days before he had the hamstring, but obviously, you know, health is something that's going to continue to be a bit of an issue. But I would put Farley in there too. Now, as far as the receiver part, I think they do keep a sixth guy, and it's going to be, you know, someone that they have back there returning punts, kicks, and serving as their shifty slot. If I had to pick who I think they'll keep, it would be Jaquan Jackson. But, I mean, if you go by pure performance, I think it's tough. And he has a good camp every year. And it's Mason Kinsey. If you go with strictly by performance, I would put him in there.
The Latham part of this, it's interesting to hear him talk, number one. What a personality that guy has. It's going to be fun to watch him throughout his NFL career. But it seems like in camp, like all the questions that we had about can he play the left side and how's that going to go, it feels like that's been answered at this point. Now, we'll see how it goes when actual games come up here. But how impressed are you by what you've seen from Latham as quickly as you've seen it at this point in his rookie camp?
Yeah, he has the full package. You know, you mentioned the personality, you mentioned, you know, how coachable he is. You look at, you know, the athleticism, the size, it's all there. Everything that you want is there. And then even the willingness to seek knowledge. He reached out, you know, and connected with Trent Williams and spent a week with Trent Williams and just was a sponge absorbing all that information and technique and everything that Williams has to offer. So I don't have any doubt in my mind whatsoever that he'll be successful. I'll be shocked, frankly, if he isn't. And I tell you, yesterday after a play, you know, he was down and he grabbed his knee. And boy, oh boy, everybody, the air, everybody was like... But he popped up and he stayed in the practice and you know continued. But you know that feeling of watching him, you know, grab his knee like that and that feeling that lets you know how important he is to this team.
Yeah, no, he's a really good football player, and I think Tavondre Sweat's a really good football player too. TD, you know, obviously, and Brian Callahan's talking about this yesterday. You know the question of, you know, how many snaps in a row and things like that, and as the season goes on, does his conditioning keep getting better? Can he give you heavy snaps each game? But at this point, that combination, Sweat and Simmons, how much of a game changer is that for this defense if it's what we are seeing now playing out in real games, and what does that do for the rest of the defense?
Man, it does so much. That interior pressure and, you know, the shift of importance in pass rush is really going to the interior pressure. Now, Aaron Donald made it easier, obviously, because of how good he is. But, you know, getting the ability to press the pocket like that, if those two guys can do that, man, and push it back into the quarterback's face, like, that changes a lot of things, a lot of things. And then also, you look at if you could layer that with Harold Landry, you know, getting that outside rush, and it's like I told Jared yesterday, it reminded me of how I used to say the best way to play Lamar Jackson is. And it's like on National Geographic, when you see the lions hunting the gazelle, right? You got that one lion who's chasing the gazelle into a group of lions that pounce on him. You know, and that's the way you rush the pocket most effectively. And when you could do that, as far as that collapsing the pocket, and you have that outside rush, you know, forcing the quarterback to step up, he doesn't want to step up into that pressure like that. So he has nowhere to go, and he starts panicking. Sometimes he'll throw the ball, you know, in a place where he has no business. Other times you'll see him, you know, just kind of fall to the ground, right, because you know he's about to get sacked.
Well, TD, great stuff as always, man. Really appreciate you taking time to be with us. We'll see you tomorrow at Nissan Stadium and talk to you next week.
Yeah, for sure. Can't wait, man. Looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Teron Davenport, our guest on Robbie and Rex Road, joins us every Friday morning at 8 o'clock. We'll take your thoughts on what TD had to say, your thoughts. What are you looking for in game number one, or at least preseason game number one, for the Titans against San Francisco coming up tomorrow? Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, the game.